Nicholas's crushing of the Polish rebellion in 1830 to 1831 made clear to the world that he would intervene wherever monarchy was threatened. When a wave of revolution swept over Europe in 1848, also the year that Marx's Communist Manifesto appeared, Nicholas offered financial and military aid to the threatened kings. In 1849, he sent Russian troops to keep Hungary from leaving the Austrian Empire. He also pleaded with King Friedrich Wilhelm of Prussia to avoid changes which might lead to constitutional monarchy. Yet the gendarme of Europe was not as mighty as everyone had assumed. Maintaining a Pax Russica throughout Europe was expensive, but the Russian economy was hopelessly backwards. Nicholas's vision of official nationality canceled out all dangerous initiatives, even the building of railroads. The first railroad of any length in Russia was the Moscow-St. Petersburg line, completed in 1851. Neither Nicholas nor the nobility did anything to help the peasant serfs, who continued to make up most of the tax base and most of the army. Great Britain, France, and the other European powers had no way, however, of seeing Russia's inherent weakness.